Hi, Amina.
Hi, nice to see you.
You mentioned that your ancestors are from here, from Colombia?
Yeah, my father is. Yeah, and then my mom is from Brazil.
Okay, but do you speak Spanish or Portuguese? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, both.
Ah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Well, welcome to the Dream World Podcast. I'm excited to learn more about what you do. Before we get into introducing my lovely guest for today, I have some quick updates for my listeners. On May 25th, I will be appearing live on a radio broadcast in the Santa Cruz area. It's going to be at 90.7 FM. You can also catch it live stream online if you're not in the area at ksqd.org. So that's going to be May 25th. The details are going to be in the description. I also just became a published author, so you can find a book that I co-authored with some of my amazing dreamer friends, some of which I've had on the podcast before, such as Joanna and Jaime, and Jaime's 10-year-old daughter, who included a chapter. These are some amazing dreamers with great stories about their dreams and OBEs, so definitely check it out. The proceeds from the book sale will be donated to IASD. And other than that, please be sure to follow on social media. And if you're listening, leave a 5-star review. I really, really would appreciate it, and it just means so much to me. So let's get into it.
Hi, Amina. My name is Magloire Aguirre, or Magloire Aguirre. Some people call me also Rocio because it's much easier, especially here in Latin American countries. I'm a life coach. I'm a certified mindfulness mentor and teacher. And I also have certifications in dream work. I started dream work because I had a fascination with dreams since I was a child, especially because I remember them well. But I couldn't know what they were telling me. So when I was a child and when I was a teenager, I found those stories very interesting. And I wondered if they had any meaning. I didn't know what they meant at that time. Deep inside, I believed that someday I would be qualified or I could understand them. I had that belief deep inside that someday I could know what they were telling me. Furthermore, I listened to my mother sharing her dreams with my grandmother, which is a practice that some people do here in my country. It's common that some of us tell our stories, especially when we see someone we know in the dream. We will usually tell the person, hey, I saw you in the dream. I dreamed this about you last night. So that's something normal, let's say. But it was only until 20 years ago that I began to pay more attention to my dreams and I began to write them in a journal. And this happened because for several days, I began to have a series of dreams that made me anxious. One night, I dreamed that there was an earthquake and I was under a building that had collapsed. Another day, I saw how a place was flooding due to heavy rain and so on. So I had these dreams about natural disasters one day after the other, and I was really worried if something was going to happen. And what I did at that time was to write them. And I was surprised that when I started writing them, this dream disappeared. So that was very, very powerful for me. So since then, it was in 2004, 20 years ago, that I started my dream journals. Then, years later in 2010, my father passed away. He suddenly died in an accident. That was a very, very painful time in my life. But when that happened, I realized that I had dreams announcing his death. And when I was looking at my dream journal and I found one dream and then another dream, I mean, that was very, very shocking at the same time. It was like, wow, I knew that my father was going to die. But when I had the dreams, I didn't think that was going to happen. I know if that makes sense. But the thing is that for a year and a half, I had dreams that announced his death in different ways. And they were not symbolic dreams. They were literal, very literal. They were very clear. That was very important to me because I understood that there were different ways of having information, different from the way I knew and valued at that time. Yes, the logical, linear, rational part of me. So everything associated with intuition came into being, or I paid attention to that. And taking advantage of the fact that same year I was studying a master's degree into 2010 when my father passed away. I was studying a master's degree in transpersonal psychology, and there was a course in dreams, in dream work. So that was my first professional studies in dream, because I said, well, here is something important, really. And I started doing that. And then throughout these years, after the master's degree and during this last decade and the last years, I've been studying with great experts in the field. I have been doing professional dream work courses with Gillian Holloway, certifications with Leslie Easley. I have been studying with Robert Moss as well, and other people. I have been studying dream yoga with Tenzin Wangyal Rinpoche and lucid dreams with Robert Wagoner. So basically, that's why I'm here, paying attention to dreams and teaching people how to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a really, really incredible story. I'm interested in the premonition dreams of your father, because I know that can be something very tough, but premonition dreams have this ability to like kind of mentally prepare us for things. How do you deal with premonition dreams, and what are some ways that people can identify them, maybe if they don't notice that they're happening?
Well, I can tell you that the most important dreams, precognitive dreams I have had in my life were those dreams about my father. It was difficult to know at that time that they were announcing something in the future, really. When I dreamed that my father had died and I woke up crying sometimes, I remember that I thought, wow, oh, I'm glad that it was just a dream. And when I noticed that I had recurring dreams about my father's passing, I just thought that it was not my father. I had my grandmother who was very sick at that time. And I thought, wow, that's very weird that I dream about my father's passing. Probably it's my grandmother who's going to die because she's sick. But I didn't pay much more attention. So what I'm trying to answer your question, I'm saying is that for me, it has not been easy to know that something is about the future. Now, what I do is that I do a check-in. That's one way to do it. Yeah. So anytime I have a dream, I do a check-in if this dream can happen, can play out in the future in some way. And I learned that from Robert Moss. I have to give the credit to him. I know that other people do it too, but I learned it from him. So that's a good way to start, yes, to do that check-in. Can this play out? For example, if you dream that there is going to be what? A tsunami, I don't know, for example. Yeah, that can happen. Anyway, some people have dreamed about that. And if you are close to the beach or you are going to travel to a place close to the beach, you can ask, oh, can this happen here? It's a possibility, right? Especially if you are in a place where there are earthquakes, for example, here in Colombia, in the Pacific, yes? And if not, you can think, okay, this dream about a tsunami can be just a symbol of something, right? But the first thing is to check that. Can these things that I dream about play out in the future? The people I see, the situation, because sometimes also the dreams are rehearsals, right? We are rehearsing something that is going to happen in our day-to-day life, a conversation with a boss, a conversation with a partner, and they are trying to help us prepare for a better performance and avoid, for example, a conflict, right? If I dream that I am discussing strongly with my boss, and it is something that can happen in the future, and I know that I have certain situation with my boss, well, I can be prepared for that. Yes, I can be prepared not to create a problem, a big problem, but I can be prepared to know how to respond wisely and how to handle the situation better, the conversation better, how to regulate my emotions so that I don't explode or something like that. Does it make sense?
Yeah, definitely. I think that's a good explanation. Because I notice a lot of people might get anxiety or stress and start freaking out with the possibility that a dream could happen in real life or in waking life. But I noticed that it's not always something that we're meant to prevent or do something about it. Maybe just get mentally prepared or think about the possibilities. And I've had dreams like that too, you know, where people close to me have passed. And I always wake up with that feeling of, oh, I'm glad that was a dream. But yeah, you know, it's kind of hard to accept the possibility that, you know, it could happen. I mean, everybody dies eventually.
Yes, exactly. And you know, now that you mentioned that about those dreams, especially when we dream that somebody is going to pass, is that I noticed that they can help us to make peace with those people. Because as you say, sometimes there are things that we cannot control. We just know, or the dream is telling us that something is going to happen, but maybe we it's not in our control to change that, right? The event itself. But if we are having a difficult situation with the person because it's a close one, a friend, maybe we can be prepared for that in a way to improve the relationship, yes? And let me tell you something about that. Since my father died suddenly, as I mentioned already, and I didn't believe it was about my father, that taught me to do things different with my mom. After his death, many years later, I started dreaming about my mother's death. And that was really scary because I had the same when my father passed away. So I said, oh my goodness, that was a different attitude from my side. So, but what I did was to see where I could improve my relationship with my mom, where things could change if there were things that we didn't agree. So how I could get closer to her, how I could be more affectionate or more loving. So there are things that maybe we can do. Yeah, even if we cannot change the event, we cannot control the situation, but this is what I can do. Hmm?
Definitely. I think that's the best way to approach it, you know, instead of freaking out, because that's really all you can do is just appreciate them more, be there while you can, because you never know. I mean, dreams can be symbolic. I don't think it means every time you dream of somebody dying that that's what it means literally. You also mentioned about how you spoke with your parents or maybe your mother and your grandma about dreams growing up. I think that's really interesting. What was that like in Colombian culture in general? Was it just like a family thing? Is it a spiritual thing? And how did that like shape your interest in dreams?
Well, I think that definitely shaped my interest in dreams because that was very common. Yes, it was not a weird thing to talk about dreams. In my family, I don't know, I cannot speak about all of the families, but I know that many families also do this, that they share dreams. Generally, the dreams we share are sometimes they bring a very strong emotional response. So when we have like strong situations we dream about, when we dream about people who have passed away, then communicate with us or tell us something like, I dream about my grandmother who gave me this advice. So that is something that sometimes happens. And although this is something that cannot be proved scientifically, it makes sense in our day-to-day life. So we sometimes receive advice that it is related to our life and it makes sense, really. So that's something that is common. You can tell a person, oh, I dream about you and this is what I dreamed. And it's not, I mean, people are not going to look at you like, oh, what are you talking about? No, it's okay. Like, okay. But it's not also something that you are going to rely on to go on with your life. So what I mean by that is that it's something that is maybe ingrained in us because of our ancestors, our grandparents, but it's something that needs to be considered, really to be considered, because dreams are a source of information. I can say more than information is a source of wisdom. Yes, if we know how to pay attention to them and how not to freak out, as you said, because we see something negative or something that seems to be negative. So if we know how to work with them, really, they can inform us. They can guide our lives. We can. It's an additional source of information and wisdom that can help us in difficult times and to make decisions wisely if we know how to do that.
Yeah, that's true. You know, I always think about how I see my dreams as like my internal therapist, and there's so many different, you know, views on different types of dreams, you know, like the daily processing dreams of just your waking life memories, and then the spiritual messages and then visitation dreams. So I've noticed there's so many different ways to look at dreams. So in your personal experience, where do you think dreams come from? I know that's a very vague question, but what are your thoughts?
I didn't want you to ask me that question.
You know, you don't have to make any scientific claims, but it can be your personal theory.
Yeah, I know. I'm kidding. But yes, it's something that is difficult to prove. In my belief, I think that they come from our larger consciousness, something that I call our pure consciousness, where the creation of life comes from, the creation of reality. That's all I can say. Yeah, there are some theories about that. I know that there are academic theories, but this is my belief, right?
That's valid. I mean, I like that. I like to think of all the possibilities. I know that it's still a slow process of like scientific research to really catch up and be able to understand these things. And I love that you have your master's and you studied, did some dream work training and things like that. I think that's great. So how do you think like for the future of like dreams and research, like what would you like to see in terms of being able to understand this more in like an academic setting and get it more widely understood?
I would like to see more people involved in it. Really, dream work is something that comes, or dreams, or studying dreams, or trying to understand dreams, is something that comes from our ancestors. It's not something new. It's something that comes from them. And we know that our original native peoples in different countries. They use dreams for guidance, for healing, to do art. There are many people who do art still today. That's what I want to see. Yes, like the recovery of that wisdom, because it's something innate in us. I mean, it's something within us. It's something that belongs to us. It's our right. We don't have to forget our dreams because we think that we are more sophisticated. It doesn't have to do with that. In fact, if we get in touch with those internal resources we have, that makes us sophisticated. It's very valuable. So that's what I want to see. And I think I'm seeing it. I see that there are more and more people interested in dreams. I see that new generations or younger generations are also very interested in those topics. Yes, I feel many people are finding the value of that. I can say that I was very skeptical in my teenage years and in early my 20s. But with this dream that I had about my father, and I think that was the purpose of those dreams. That's what I say, that there is something larger that is guiding us. That dreams come from that consciousness. Yeah, so those dreams came to my life to show me that I could believe in my dreams. I could find important information. I could find guidance. And they have given me a lot of information about how I am also. They are very valuable to do inner work, to see, for example, my obsessions when an emotion is out of control. Some things that I don't want to recognize in waking state, they show me. So that's a good thing. They show me. They speak to me directly. Yeah, look at this. Hey, pay attention to this. Yeah, this is not good for you. Well, in short, what I want to say, yes, I want to see more of that. And I think this is what is happening, definitely. I think so. I believe that.
Yeah, I agree. I love to see more people get curious about their dreams. And the work that we're doing is great because we're putting out information out there for people to learn and know that they're not alone and, you know, just normalize dream sharing. So I'm excited for that as well. And there's so many ways to work with your dreams, you know, like you mentioned, like you can analyze your dreams, record them. There's lucid dreaming. There's so many different like fields within the niche of dream work. So I think that's really interesting. What are some of your personal interests within dream work, and like, what is your practice like? You know, dream journaling. How do you work with your dreams?
What I do is to write my dreams. That's what I do. That's the first thing. Dream journal. I am writing my dreams since 2004, 20 years ago. I started. That is powerful. In fact, I think I can say that, and very enriching. Why to write the dreams? Because you can see patterns when you look at your dreams through a period of time, 6 months, 1 year, whatever you want to track, you can see patterns. You can notice the themes, the topics that you dream about. You can see situations that are recurring. So the only way to know that is when you write the dreams. If you don't write them, you don't know because we forget. I put a title, I write a dream, and I write some associations. Sometimes I have associations that things related to the waking state. I usually write what is happening in my life because sometimes there is a relation, right, to that, to the waking state, but it's very, very clear. So I write what is happening in my life, maybe emotionally, not many details, but things, important things, really, that I consider important. And I think I make it simple because there are so many things to do that I don't want to feel a burden, that to write my dreams is a burden. And then when I have a chance, I look at the dream. I do the check-in about the future. Can this play out in the future? I look at if the situations, the places, the character, the dream characters are from my waking state. I mean, if I know them, if they are different places, different faces, etc. Then I check my emotions. I remember my emotions in the dream. I remember my emotions when I read the dream, because sometimes it's different. Yeah, there is a sense of urgency in the dream. But when I read the dream, it's, oh, okay, it's neutral. So I check that. If there are symbols, some things that I consider symbols, I look at them based on my personal experience, because I don't check dictionaries. It's the last thing I do. First of all, I look at what does this mean to me. If it is a dog, for example, I say, okay, what does a dog mean to me? Yes, what are their qualities, etc. How do I relate with that in waking state? And the other thing I do is that I try to honor the dream, and I do that by doing something that is related to the dream. For example, if I dream about color red and that was very significant in the dream, so I put something red. Yes, maybe the next day. I don't do this with all of my dreams because I know that we have busy days, but just with those that I feel are drawing my attention, that really, really catch my attention. And it's something that I just feel. I know that people can understand that because it's something that you feel it in your body. You know, oh, I need to do to look at this. I need to look at this. So that's the way I do it.
I love what you said about, you know, you've been writing your dreams down for 20 years. I think that's really incredible. And, you know, you can look back at patterns and things like that. How have you feel like your dreams have evolved over the course of your life?
I think the themes have evolved. For example, I used to dream a lot about evaluation tests, being at the university studying. Yeah, something was missing. I couldn't present or attempt the test. Like anxiety with that, as I was in college, the same feelings. But nowadays, I can see that they are more related to spiritual aspects of my life. And also my focus. It's not only the scenes in my dreams, but also the focus that I give them is different. So what I mean by that is that when I started doing dream work, I was very interested in my day-to-day life and how did they relate to that. But nowadays, I'm not interested in analyzing or trying to interpret dreams. I just live them. I'm not so interested in interpreting my dreams anymore. Just a few of them, but more interested in feeling the energy of the dreams. Because one can get obsessed with that. Yes. And sometimes it's difficult to understand a dream because there are things that you don't understand. So I think it's not necessary. It's my opinion only. It's my opinion, of course, that in my dreams, sometimes I don't consider necessary to interpret them and to see, oh, what is this telling me exactly? No, it's more like the energy of the dream. And if there is something that they want to teach me, I know that that will come up in any way because I have them. Yes, they are my dreams. They are product of my mind.
Yeah, I agree. I kind of think the same way. I record all my dreams and that's really important to me. And sometimes, you know, I'll think about the symbols and things like that. But I kind of feel like my subconscious kind of knows, you know, what the purpose of the dream is. And I don't need to consciously dive into every single dream. But of course, there are the ones that feel stronger or more powerful. And you know, I do more work with those. And I love, like you said, taking action to honor the dream. I did that today, actually. I had a dream about my family member who's in another country. So I texted them and, you know, things like that. So even little things, it just makes me feel like, you know, the dream has been validated and continued on. So I think that's cool.
Exactly. Yeah.
So I wanted to see if you wanted to share like a dream that either shaped your life or maybe a favorite dream of yours.
Oh, yes, I have something to share. This shaped my life. This changed a lot of things about the way I was living my life. It was also in 2010 when my father passed away that I had a series of dreams in which the place changed, but the message was the same. And here's the message. I was with friends and family members, and we arrived to a beautiful place near the beach. And I remember that it was a beautiful sea, splendid sun, a clear sky, swimming pools, many people there. It was like a recreational place and people were having fun. And while everyone unloaded their suitcases and went out to have fun and enjoy the place, I stayed unpacking my suitcase. I stayed in my room because there was a hotel. And I stayed there unpacking my suitcase, leaving everything very well organized. The time went by, and when I realized it was dark, so I didn't have the chance to enjoy the sea or the swimming pools, and I felt sad. I usually felt sad at the end of the dream, when I was having the dream, for having wasted a day in that wonderful place. But at the same time, I remember that in the dream, I had this hope that there was another day, the next day, I could enjoy the place. And that was the dream all of the time, that I was organizing things and I couldn't enjoy. So there were other things that were happening in my life at that time that helped me understand these dreams. And the main message was basically that I was stopping enjoying moments that gave me joy and peace because I had an obsession with being diligent and perfectionist. So I was trying that everything was perfectly organized before having fun. That was affecting me emotionally and even physically, because I was all of the time in closed spaces, inside places, without having the chance to feel the wind, to feel the sun, the warmth of the sun, and so on. So they had many dreams about that. They were very important because they helped me recognize, accept, and understand an obsessive pattern I had that was harming me emotionally and physically.
Yeah, that's incredible. So then after these dreams, you were able to, adjust being that way, and you had some positive results.
Yes, absolutely. Yes, I missed that part, but yes, I could take some actions. And when that happens in my life, because I'm not saying that I completely change everything, but when I see the same pattern, I easily see it and I make changes in my life immediately.
That's really good. Yeah, that's awesome. I love that your dreams are able to help you through that. I see that it's a lifelong journey. We're always growing and things like that. That never ends. So our dreams are always going to be able to support us in that.
Write your dreams. If you're interested in dream work, do it. Start simple. You can do it using a pen, a notebook, or you can do it digitally using your laptop or your mobile. But write your dreams. Write them as soon as you wake up, because you are going to forget them. Don't obsess to try to remember them all. Sometimes we don't remember the dream. That's fine. That's okay. We don't have to feel guilt about that. But when you have a dream, just even if it is a piece of dream that you remember, write it. Even if it is just a sensation, a word, a color. Yes, whatever it is, write it down, put a title, write the date, write the emotions, the feelings that you had in the dream, when you are writing the dream, how you feel. Basically, that's what I advise people to do. The other thing is that study about that. Yes, if you have the chance, maybe take some courses, learn different methods, techniques to understand them if you are interested in that. My advice is to have different perspectives. It's good to have different perspectives because you can combine them and you have an open way to see things. Yes, that's something that has worked well for me, to have different perspectives. All are valid. You are going to find on the path that there are people who say, oh, this is the best way. I don't think there is a best way. I think there are different ways and all of them are good. Share your dreams. If you have children, siblings, or a partner, share your dream with them. When we share dreams, we are going to notice that sometimes we dream collectively. We dream similar things, especially when we are with closed ones. We can notice that we have similar dreams to other people who are close to us. And also share them, because the more you learn and pay attention to your dreams, the more you are going to remember them. You are going to notice what the symbols of your dreams are about. You are going to learn that by yourself.
Yeah, that's great advice. It's a great place to start. So I think that's really valuable information, and it seems so simple, but that's really the best way to get into your dreams. I love that. So where can people find you? What do you have to share? I know you do like counseling and dream work and things like that.
Yes, yes. I am a life coach and I use dream work. I always use dream work. I tell people, write your dreams. And it's interesting because when I say write your dreams, people get interested about that. They say, oh, okay. You can find me on social media at Magloire Aguirre, Instagram, Facebook, YouTube. And my website is magloireaguirre.com. I'm mixing Spanish and English.
That's totally fine. Okay, great. I appreciate that a lot. It'd be interesting sometime to do something in Spanish too, get a wider audience. So I'm sure maybe we can do that in the future.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. No, but my audience is Spanish speakers. So we can do that in Spanish.
Yeah, definitely. Sounds good. Well, thank you so much for your time. I really appreciate it. It's been really nice talking to you.
Thank you so much, Amina. Bye-bye.